It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Birds are an interesting class of animals with fundamental similarities and subtle differences. Most can fly, all of them lay eggs, some travel in groups, some travel alone or in pairs, and most are either monogamous or polygynous. The males in the bird world seem to get all the perks. They're more beautiful than the females, who are typically dull in color. They're the ones with the beautiful songs. And except in monogamous species, they get to mate and then leave the female with the responsibility of raising the young. This leads me to discuss an exception to the rule, Wilson's phalarope. Wilson's phalaropes are members of the shorebird family. They're a strikingly patterned bird with a needle-like bill, pearl gray head and back, white underparts, a black stripe through the eye and down the neck, and chestnut markings on the breast and back. The females are more boldly patterned than the males. They can be found in prairie pools and marshes, lake and river shores, or marshy pools along the coast. They are predominantly found in the western United States and are a very common species in Montana. Wilson's phalaropes are the exception to the rule in the bird world because the typical sex roles are reversed. These birds are polyandrous, which means that the female mates with several males. The females chase the males, display courting behavior, and solicit copulation. She leaves after the eggs have been laid in the nest to go find another mate. The male is responsible for incubating the eggs until the precocial, or independent, young are hatched. He will lead the young to the feeding site and then leave them to take care of themselves. There are several explanations for why this species has a polyandrous mating system. Some sex ratio studies show that males outnumber females. Therefore, the females are more valuable in the reproduction process than males and must lay as many eggs as possible. By mating with multiple males, more eggs can be laid by the female because she does not have to spend time or energy incubating them. It is important for these birds to lay as many eggs as possible because their success rate is very low, mainly due to predation. But not only are their mating habits unusual, phalaropes also have an interesting feeding technique. They spin in tight circles on the surface of water to create an upwelling of small invertebrate prey. They then simply pick their food off the top of the water surrounding them. Individuals would consistently spin in one direction, either clockwise or counterclockwise. Phalaropes feed in low-lying, moist areas for freshwater zooplankton and larvae, and pupae of various insects. They also eat spiders, plant seeds, and adult insects. A polyandrous mating system and a feeding technique with a spin. These not only make phalaropes an exception to the rule, but also exceptionally interesting. Unfortunately, this species, like many other shorebirds, depends on wetlands for its survival. Wilson's phalaropes are listed as endangered in some areas of North America due to decreasing water levels and disappearing wetlands. Let us conserve our wetlands and provide a home for these exceptional animals. I am Nicole Schegg for Field Notes, brought to you by the Animal Behavior class at the University of Montana and the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405.